Okay, we're going to continue our Shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are in Shiur number 42. We're doing Shah HaNikudim Perek Ches. And in the old edition is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Or Daf Yud? Yud Amud Beis. Okay, Yud Amud Beis. And it's Perek Ches. We're starting a new Perek, Perek Ches. And in the edition of Afrish, it's Daf Kuf Pei Gimel. This is a hemshich of the previous parakim that spoke about the shvir, one of the main topics in Kabbalah, in the Zohar, and in the Arizal. We are discussing about what broke. We're discussing the achoraim, the abba ve'ima, which is chokhmah and bina. The achoraim of abba ve'ima, which is chokhmah and bina. Just the achoraim of them broke, and the rest of the spheres all broke entirely. So he says as follows. In Agav, we're going to learn two very interesting topics, which is Pituma Ketoiris and Anabe Koach. Those two big yesoides, the big two we dive in them all every day. We're going to learn what's the sod of why we say these two tefillos. Okay, so let's start. We're going to explain exactly what fell from Abba Ve'ima. No, Nisbar. We've already explained in the previous Pachim what fell exactly. We spoke about the Chug, which creates the Achoraim, the Abba Ve'ima, they fell. We know that Abba Ve'ima, you can split them into four Pachim, which is, as we described last time, which is Abba Ve'ima Eloim and Yasut. V'gam Nisba'a said Yitzitz Sheva Malochem. We also explain how Das came out and then and so on, so until Malchus, all of them came out from Ima, from Bina. V'nimtza Sheyoldu Sheva Malochem Shehem Za V'nikuveya. The Zay Melochim are known otherly as Zah Venuk. V'od Abba Achoraim Shel Abba Ve'ima Eloim V'sher Yisra Saba V'tvuna Sachar Echsach Kulam Hem Yud Alev Bechina Sheyoldu. So, let's count. Poshet, you have Zay Melochim from Das to Malchus, plus you have the four bechinas, which is Abba ve'ima Eloin, those are two, and Yisra Saba and Tvuna, those are another four. That's seven and four is 11. That's 11 bechinas which Yoldu. Umehem nizbariru. And then there was a bill done to them. Omina sigim sholehem nasua klippers. And from them came out the klippers. Now, let's explain a little bit what's going on here. What was the Sibba? The Arizal is telling us the Sibba why they had to break. Interesting enough, even though we're talking about very, very high in the Olamas, we're talking about the Ak and coming up from the Enya Ak, we're having the Zayin Melochim coming out, the Ezer Melochim and Zayin broken and so on and so forth. This is Taka very, very close to the Kab, the Ensof, and after became the Arsigim, says the Arizal. There are impurities, as we translate in English. Impurities there, and therefore vibaut you have sigin in those malachim, and could be taka we see a simon of that because they all tried to be the melech in order to mekabel all the oil, and that's the sibah why they broke. But stam the tava shibo keilu lahavdi, we have no musik of what's going on there, but the fact that they didn't want to work with the rest of the spheres and each one of them wanted to take the oil for themselves. And that caused the shvira. So you see, there's a chisol in every single one of the spheres. So those are called sigin, and that's why they have to be broken. And then they go through a process of birurim, nibariru, and therefore the good is taken away from the bad. We do borer, and the bad is left down into bia in the worlds of bri yitzir. That's called the olam haklipas. And we have the awe, which is good. The good chelik goes up into the olamas of Atzilus. Okay? Now, That's Poshet reading of the Arizal. Now there's another Pirush called Bet Lechem Yehuda that wants to learn, and it's Muchach to learn like this later on. The Emes Tirah Pshat over here is that when we count 11 here, we're not counting 7 Malachim and then 4 Bechinas, Abba V'Ima V'Yisra Saba V'Tevuna, which is true, which is Emes, but which Bechinas? There's two types of Bechinas in those four Bechinas of Abba, the Ima, and Yisra Saba V'Tevuna. There's the Achoraim of them, and also there is the Nahi of them. Both of them broke. That means you have 8 Bechinas in Abba V'Ima and Yasut. 8 Bechinas. We're referring to the last 4 Bechinas, which is called the Nahi of Abba V'Ima, which broke. That together with the Zayim Elohim went down to Bia. The Achoraim of Abba V'Ima itself stayed in Atzilus. Abba V'Ima stayed in Atzilus. They broke, but they stayed in Atzilus. They went down to the Chagas of the Zayim Elohim, Lifnei HaTikun, but they stayed in Atzilus. Mashikin, the Nahi of Abba V'Ima Taka fell down in Bia with the Zayim Elohim as they broke. And that's the difference between Misa and Bittul. Bittul is a Pshat. There was a Bittul in Achoraim. That means there was no misa. They stayed in Atzilus, except they fell a madrega, nochus medaga. Mashekin misa, as the Rav says, is the misa of the Zayim Elohim. Pshat is they fell out of the world of Atzilus into the world of Klipa, be'erchin, be'erch Atzilus called Klipa. Okay, so that's very important to know.
When it's Baruhu, so they went back to Atzilus.
Yeah.
At the first place. Is it not better than the Chalek HaMidbatel?
What's that? When they did the Biro, then?
They said that there's two Dargis. One is Bitul.
Yeah.
The Achoraim is Bitul. And the Nehi is Misa.
Yeah.
Now, that before the Biro. After the Biro.
We'll see. That's a later shower. He's not explained to us now the Biro. He's just telling us the summer. And Musak Ba'almo, the system, what's going on here. They go down to go back up to a system Biro. Where did they go exactly? And how far did they fell down? That's later on in the later parakim. Okay, so let's go right to here. Now, v'zesod yud aleph simoni haketores. Oh, no, we read every day. Supposed to read anything. Shehem yud aleph oros shenishalu me'elu yud aleph bechinos sheyodu. Can you scale it?
But he says that he's not talking about the neitz, but the chorayim, the od alba chorayim shel abazeima.
Yeah.
So why is the Beis Chaim says
Nei? Because Nei he's called Achoraim.
Ah, okay. So Pirush of Achoraim here is not Achoraim Mamash.
Not the Mamash of Achoraim, because they say it in Sirus, but in Achoraim is called Nei. Yeah. V'zeh sod yud aleph sibane mekitoyos, shehem yud aleph os mish'oru me'elo yud aleph b'chino shiyodu v'kiniske le'el. So yud aleph, right, what's the yud aleph again? Right, the four from Ab V'ima in Yasut. Plus the Zayim Elohim, they went down, and that is the sod of why we read the why the Taker. First of all, what we read, but the Shas based on Mikdash, they're actually offering the Simonim. The Ketoret, but lo yochlu elu orot libarer, v'nishoru nitunim toch haklipas. Toch haklipas. Klipas is in Bia. Kemuvo atzleinu v'seder pitum haketoret. So you see that, what is he saying over here? That Hagam, then in the base of Mikdash, that we're doing all these tikkunim of bringing up the offering of the simonim, after Pikein, that was not able to mesaken all the Yud Aleph, because there's infinite amount, not much infinite, but there's 6,000 years worth of Yud Aleph, of Bechinis, which splits into the Yud Aleph. And therefore, every time you do this Pituma Ketoret, or they did it in the Mikdash, that only is Mevar Achelik of them. So that's why we keep on saying it. Okay, so that is a very important thing to understand when you're reading Pituma Ketoret. That's it. Let's continue. Next Inyan. V'hini, lo yoldu achurei abo ad shemet hamelech harishon shu hachesed. As we spoke last week, that Chesed kept together the Achorayim of Chochmah, which is Abba. ולא יורדו אחרי אמא עד שמת המלך השני שהוא גבור. And on the other side, אמא's אחוריים were kept up by the גבור. ספירת הגבור. באופן, כי מות הגבור אז נשלמו אחרי אבא ואמא לילד. We don't say that חוכמה, that chesed broke, and therefore the achoraim abba broke. No, the etzim is that the achoraim the abba were mitlin toloi in the sphere of gvura. When gvura broke, that the achoraim the ima broke, and together with that came the achoraim the abba. The inyan hu.
He said, lo yadu achore abba at shemet ha-melech harishin.
Yeah.
But once the first melech chesed היה ניסר, so then ירדו אחרי abba.
We have to continue reading. You can't just stop in the middle line.
ולא ידעו אחורי אמו, עד שמת המלך השני, שהוא הגבורו, באופן כלי מויסה גבורו, אז נשלימו אחורי
אבא.
אבא ראייה, כי
ואמא. That means, tight cheese, that
the ירידת אחוריים was by גבורו.
By גבורו, that's right. So אבא did not fall until the ירידה, or the שפירה of גבורו, the עניין. He says מפורש, this is nothing disgusting. He says מפורש in a minute. Ininu, ki afa pishemitas chesed. Look at this line. Afa pishemitas chesed yodu achor da abba. Im koze ein elu nikraim achorim gmurim. They didn't really fall. They're not really called achorim. Lefisha daim haitet bina bebechinas ponim imo. Vahaitem meiram beachorim nimsa ki adaim lo yodu beetzem kol bechinas achorim abba. Abba didn't really fall. Rak sheyodu gam achorei ima az yodu shneim legamrei. They all fell together. Vavu ach beach kemo shenisbar bedusha partzuf Yaakov leia mehechan yotzu ayin shan. So he brings a raya from the Shar Yaakov Leah. So the Mefarshim asks, why do you have to bring a raya from there? What do you see? What's the chiddush over there over here? Chiddush over there is telling your raya to his yesod over here that they both fell together. Because this is very important to know this. You do Alma, but it's important to remember this, that the Achorai, from the Achoraim of Abba created the path of a Yaakov. And from the Nefilas Achoraim of Ima created the Partsuf of Leah. That's where those two Partsuf came from. Yaakov Partsuf and the Leah Partsuf. Now, Hagam the Chesed, there we say over there, even though the Chesed broke, and the Achoraim officially broke, in some type of Bechina, Achopikein, the Partsuf of Yaakov was not created until Ima's counterpart of Gvura broke, and then the Partsufa both came together. The Partsufa Yaakov was created, and the Partsufa Leah was created. That's what he's saying over here, that Abba did not break until, and the vault is, Vibad Ima was still Ponim Ba'ach. Actually, it's Ach Beponim. He's his back. She's facing his back. Right? He broke, so he changes. Ach. And she's facing him. Her istaklus gives koach to hold up ki'ilu, the achoraim, not to fall yamre. Right. V'nimtze ki ein yiridus ach ba'aba ve'ima nikra yirida legamre ad beis ve'gvura. Again, he repeats himself. Right. They still haven't fallen ganzen ad misas gvura shu omel v'shlishi. Aval misa sheva malachim he misa gemura tekef minai eit harisho. Ma she'en ken. That's chokma and bina. Or you can translate in patufin. That's abba ve'ima. Ma she'ken the other spheres. Das chesed gvura tifer. As soon as they all came in, they shut it. Mitzvah. Harim mois be mois chesed nishburu kol bichino esav legamre. Ve'nema ki misas mamesh. That's what it's called Misa Mamesh. Vinitza ki Misa from Malach mitchilati kore Misa. Minaei shemei samelach rishon. Because you understand, because all from Bina transferred all the oros from Das to Malchus into Das. And then when Das broke, all the Malachim died. And they all passed over into Chesed. I mean, Chesed received in its Keli Chesed all the Bechinas from Chesed down to Malchus. So we said when we say Chesed broke, the Etzim, all of them broke. All of them broke, because all the Bechinas were there, all the spheres from Chesed to Malchus went into Chesed, and that's why he broke, because he had too much awe. אבל ביטול אחרי דאב ואימא אינו ביטול עד מיסת המלך השלישי. It works differently. There it's only until the third מלך, which is גבורה, then
מלך השלישי או נות שני?
What's שני?
What's
שני? You have das, that's the first one. Then you have chesed, and then gvura is the third melech, right? Abba ve'ima, right? Abba ve'ima did not break all the achorim. All the other sign, nesavahol is one, part of the gvura. Right. The problem is, it's not so simple what I just told you, because we see over here that he's counting chesed as the first one. That's just the shaila. That's just the kasha. Many, all the mefarshim ask it. We have many, many different tools. Let's see what we're not going to.
You've got chesed gvura. Das doesn't touch the achorim, the abba, achorim, the ima. He says before that, lo yadu achore abba at shemes amenech harishon shua chesed. And you ask, no, should be das. Yeah, but maybe das doesn't, since he's in the kava emtzai, he doesn't touch. He's not poyel, doesn't affect the achorim bichlal.
But what's up to Achuraim? The Maaseh, he's the first Melech, right?
Yeah. Now, he's rotten, but his Shvire doesn't affect the Shvire of Achuraim, the Abba ve'ima. Only Chesed Gvura, which are on the line of Abba ve'ima.
No, but chutz mizeh, forget about the Abba ve'ima. When we say, he says over there, Hine lo yodo achre Abba ve'ima, Hashem Melech HaRishon. He calls him Melech HaRishon. You know, there's nothing to do with it. Oh, so they asked this kasha, right? So let me just quote you what it is, the Kerem Shlomo, right? The Kerem Shlomo is one of the famous Svarim. The Kerem Shlomo, it's 5-6 Chalokim, I think. And he writes as follows. V'hini. B'prokim ha-kodmim nidbar ha-melech rishon hu-shinishbach hu-das. Aval ha-kama b'perikim, or here even already we see it here, melech rishon hu-chesed. So like I said, the Shemit Sosan asks Kasha, many, many different questions. But this is a very nice test. He says like it falls. The Fisha Das Ache Tikkun Nase Pnimius V'Nishmas Kol Avak Dizah. This is the biggest story, because Das, what is Das best? Das is the connection between the Mochim and the Guf, between the Gal and the Vak. Because what passes over your brain, your messages to your Guf, how do you move your limbs? Because you pass it through what's called the Das. That is the connecting point. But etzim, it's not a sphere of etzim. It's just a mava which really passes over your chokhmah bina, which goes into the das, which makes something called chuk. We spoke about this, right? That's called the mochin, and that's mispashin. That's my megadlim is the ilan. That taka builds your goof, that builds the child, and that's mispashin. But etzim, it's only the pnimius. We don't really reckon with it. It's the pnimius of the vak. You understand? When we say that the vak with the chug in the das is mispash betoch vak, we mean to say that those are the in the das is the shorish of the chug, the shorish of the chug. Masha Enkin, what we're really interested in is lemais of the chug beetsem, right? When it's mispash, that's what we want the limbs to move. We don't want a theoretical chug in the das to tell you that you can possibly move your limbs. So really, it's considered to be the nishmas achak, nishmat avak. It, or you can call it the shorish of the vak. That's what important. That's what we don't really recognize. So he says like this: Obazor, it's a mirror image of the vak, right? So whatever is going to happen, the vak is going to happen in the das, and vice versa. So he says as follows: the fisha das acher tikun nasi pnimius nishma kol vak deza lachem nikra betora bala. The king, which is the king, one of the Zayin Melochim, which is Keneg, the first sefirah, was called Bala. Right? Melosh of Belia. Al Shem Shenasis Nishma Savag Venivlas Betoch Guf. Lachen Eilam Mona Oyser Ben Sheva Melochish Nishbo. He called a Tiva Shvira so who Mifneshavaka Tivim Lishavim. וכן בתיקון השבע מלוכים אין מולה את התיקון הדס אלא מן החסד ואילך לפי שנתקן מיקסס ממנו עם כל אחד ואחד לפי שאי אפשר להם להיות בלתי נשמותם הוא בדס לשור שזו זה בדס לכן נרמוד ונפלוס ושביר את השבע מלוכים בשם הראשון שנענה בכוח, ושאלה נראה שהחסד מונן זה חסד ראשון. ומה שמונה רזל, שזה הריזה, קהילי הדס, כמה פעמים, במלך ראשון נשבע, why? הוא להורד לנו שבאמת נשבע קהילי הדס, קודם קהילי החסד. אלא שבירוסו לא נקרא שביר, אלא לשם שביר זה וק. What's important to know is that the וק. So as soon as the vak is, for example, let's work the other way around. When we do the tikkun, he only speaks about chesed. And then gvura is mesukin. And then tiferet. Until malchus, mimeledas is mesukin. Because each one has its shorer. So as soon as you're fixing up the vak, you're fixing up that. That's the emistika. That's emistika mirror for mirror. So why is he telling you das ma? Well, it's no geva chalal. It's just a ma'aba passing over the chug. That is because he's still telling you the mitzias mashahaya. Mashahaya tak aliva the emes. If you were to look up there, you would see the das breaks first. But what's no geva tak the pu'ula of vak and the gidul and the tikkun of vak is what's no geva is the vak, not the das. That's why we don't really count the das. When the kes is there, we just leave out the das. Okay, let's continue. Now, we're going to get a new sugya now. It's called Anu Koach. Anu Koach, right? Now, I'm going to read you a little something from the Shah Kavonis. It's one line. He says like this. In Shah Kavonis, Drush Kabbalat Shabbat. Right? B'mizmo. B'mizmo Hovu L'Hashem. Right? He says as follows. V'noda. Ki ein shum dovo oilem l'mala mimidrogozo im lo aledei koach shem ben mab. Mab. Nothing moves upwards without the special name of Mab, the 42 holy name of Hashem, Asher Lemala Mimenu. By reciting the word, the Shem Hashem of Mab, that is able to do the process we spoke about before and called the Birurim. How do you Mali Birurim? Mali Di Mab. Let's go. Zok the Ariza. Ubizeta vin sod shel Mab. Shuhu Shem Ana Bekoa. Which is Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. That's the first line of the Koach. Ki kavaya data, ki shem ze shel mab hu b'yitzira. We know that there's a mab in Yitzira. The emphasis is there's a mab in Atzilus, Bri, Yitzira, Yitzira. But we're focusing right now on the Yitzira. And the Mefarshim is saying, why? Because that's the main viurim that happened in Yitzira and Asir. So we're going to start off with the word mab, the Shem Hashem of Mab in the world of Yetzirah. The Yetzirah hu b'chinas za kenoda. Because if you mechalik the worlds and partsufim, you'll find out the Yetzirah is kenegin za. How do we do that? If you work with Ak, Ak is kenegin al-Khampin, Atzirah is kenegin Abba, Briah is kenegin Ima, Yetzirah is kenegin za, and then Asir is kenegin no. So you see that we're going to work with the word the Shem Hashem Mab, which is in Yetzirah, because it's found in all the worlds, and it's also Keneged Zah, which is also Keneged Yetzirah. Shusod Sheva Malachim, because Zah is Sheva Malachim, and it's called Nimsa Ki Shem Mab Azehu Medaber Besod HaMalachim. So therefore, what Mab is going to be Nogea to the Zah Malachim. Now, the Im Tistakel Tire Ech Shem Ab Hu Bemochim. And we spoke about this when we spoke about Ak. When we spoke about Ak from the Oznain downwards, right? Before you have the Halbosha of Sag, we said there's an Ab the Ab, and they give a Sag the Ab, and so on and so forth. So the highest Bechin of Ak, we know is Ab the Ab. That's the Tamim, or the Tamim the Ab. The next Madrega on that, Vuhu Keneged Atzilus. Because even in Ak, you can say there's an Abia in Ak. Right? Yeah, it sounds a bit strange. How can you have the world within worlds? But we're splitting Ak into four sections, which is Abia de Ak. So the highest, which is Abda Ab, is connected to Atzilus. Acha kach tamim shel Sag hu bebria. The next level is Abde Sag. Right? That's where Achav came from. Remember? We had Ab Sag Mau Ben de Ab de Sag. That was the Achav of Sag, which was connected to the world of Bria. Mm-hmm. Now, on the Sag, what's the next Bechin which concerns us? It's Nekudas the Sag. It's Nekudas the Sag, right? Which is the Sag the Sag. Not the Ab the Sag, Sag the Sag. And that's Keneged the Yetzirah. The world of Yetzirah. what happened in Sagda Sagda? No, that's where the Nekudas came off, from the Anaim Da'ak. That was the Bechina underneath the Uznaim. Then we went up, the Or Chozer, if you remember, and came out when we did the Shah Nekud, and came out of the Anaim. That was the Yutzfils of Nekudim that came out. Mm-hmm. Those were the Malachim that finally developed. The Hemsod Malachim Shemesu. Ki Nekudas Hem, Bechina Zun, Shel Yetzira. Alright, so Kitu is Mashve, what we're getting to. We're getting to that we're working with Olam Yitzira, and in the world of Yitzira is Keneged Mab, because there's always a Mab there, and that is Keneged Zah. That's how we make the Cheshvan, the Zah is in Yitzira. Now, the Omer.
Nekudot.
Nekudot is the Zah, is the
Sag.
Yeah, that's
the Sag. Yeah,
Sag.
Yeah, okay. So what do you see Mab now? What do you see Mab?
Mab is in every world.
Yeah, so what do you need to introduce the Sag and say the Sag and not the Sag?
Because I want to be Mashme Mab with Za.
Yes.
Right? Za is Keneged Yetzira.
Sag the Sag. Za is Sag the Sag, yeah?
What?
Za is Sag the Sag.
Zay with the Hainu Zayin Malachim came out from the oil of Nikudos, which is in the world, which is in a Madrig of Sag Desag.
Yes, and Mab.
And Mab is there. Is in the world of Yitzira. It's in every world. Ba'omer Kavanat Shem Mab, Hu Hazeh La'alois Kol Abirurim Shenisharu Mezum BeYitzira VeAsiya. Again, we said the Koach. Remember, always Mashve Mab with the Koach to Mimale Berurim, and therefore we're Mali the Berurim with Mab in the worlds of Yitzira VeAsiya, because that's we have to understand. But when the Zayin Malachim broke, they broke in three Madregas. They broke the Keli Panimi fell into Bria, the Keli Amsoi fell into Yitzira, and the Keli the Keli Chitzon fell into Asiya. All those Zayin Malachim broke.
Yeah.
When they broke, they fell into three different worlds.
From Atzilus.
From Atzilus into Bria, Yitzira, Asiya.
Yes.
Which parts fell into what? So the Keli Panimi fell into Bria, the Keli Amsoi fell into Yitzira, and the Keli Chitzoni fell into Asiya.
So and right now, is Ma'ale from Yitzira to Bria?
Is Ma'ale the Asiya to Yitzira?
Asiya to Yitzira.
Right, and then we're going to have a Mab in Bria, which is Ma'ale Yitzira.
Ah, so just the.
Is the Korah to be Ma'ale, that's what it says, right? La'alos Berurim, the Korah. Asher Nisharu Mizum Yitzira VeAsiya. Ki kol shem Mab hu la'alos Kenoda v'inkei Vadar hu ki b'shem ze Nirmeza Mises Malachim. Mrs. Malachim, right? Because the tikkun and it's no get to the Malachim, right? Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ba'al seder misosam hu la'eloisam ali de biru b'koach shem zeh v'lechei misos shem malachim nirmoz b'shem rishon abitul achui abba v'ima nirmoz b'shem sheni. When we're dealing with, again, ana b'koach, right, where we come off of the ab, or the mab, we know that, again, from the already from chesed, when chesed broke, we said all the oilers from Chesed to Machus was there, and then when the first one broke, all of them broke. And that's Burum is already in the first line of Anav Koach. I repeat, I'll say the mitzvahs who aliyosam, because when they died, also they died from Chesed downward, and when the aliyah happened, also was Chesed downward. That's the same order. Ali debiu b'koach shem ze lachei misa sheva malocha nirmaz b'shem rishon. The anakub b'koach, since we're dealing with chesed, which is the first one, those merames, all the malachim, they all died, and also the tikkun happened ali deze. And the bituach and the abba v'ima is nirmaz in the second krasotim, right? The next line in the anakub b'koach, right? So every time you pronounce those two words, those two lines of the Mechavim to be Maile these Nitzutzos of either Zayim Malachim or the Achraim of Abba Mima.
It's not Maile, just Metaken.
Male.
No, Achoraim is not.
Where the Mizbatel? The higher they were in particular Madrega, and the Mizbatel from the Madrega, they went down.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
Bitul.
Not Mitas.
I know.
Bitul. The Nei went down, the Nei of the Abarima,
yeah.
The Achoraim remain.
Yeah, okay, so you need two tikkunim, right? You need a tikkun legal the Nahi of the Achoraim, yeah, and also you need a tikkun by the Achoraim that also they were bottled from the bottle from the Madrega, they went to the Karkois of Atsilos, when really they were much higher.
Ah, okay. What was the rest?
Huh?
Shem Membet Lemashi is older than the Kach, not in the first line.
Yes.
So what is it, 3/4?
The rest of the spheres. You have 7 lines, right?
Yeah.
Seven
the first line is the Bitul of Zayim Melochim. It's the Tikkun of Zayim Melochim.
Zayim Melochim, right. And then the next one is Achoraim Da'avam V'Ima. But also, Nechlar and there is also Gevura. And then later on, Kehina. All of them, all this Zayin Shuras of Arbe Koach.
The first Shura is Zayim Melochim.
Zayim Melochim and Nechlar. Or Nechlar. That's Emes, right? In yeah.
In
Chesed.
In Chesed.
When Chesed.
Then you do have Zayin here.
Yeah, because then they went from Chesed, they went to the Kehilah of Gevurah.
Yeah.
All 6 of them.
Yes.
And then the Gevurah broke. And then all of them broke. And then they all went down to Tiferet.
Yeah.
So each one used a line with Na'atzim to Mesakin it.
So why we don't say the first line is only Chesed?
Because again, in Chesed was all the Bechinas,
yes.
So it's as if all of them broke, all of them flew, all the all flew out.
But actually, the key of Chesed broke; they didn't break; they just went.
They all went down. That's called. That's also called the Nir Tikkun. Also, Bechina was pogev them. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. Ve'ininu. Now we're going to see what the difference is between Bitul and Mita. He's going to speak about this now. Ve'ininu. Kimin ha'idr rabbe ve'zutra from the Zohar. The Zohar called idr rabbe and idr zutra. Nira shalom meisu rak sheva molochim bevad. Or maybe drashim acherim in the Sefer Zohar. Nira shegam abba ve'imal yesh bitul ve'gam kimat afilu bekeser. Kimat. But again, it's a lotion bitul. Va'om ma'ininu. Ki vadahu shemekol eset nikudus noflu mehem bechinas ve'kulam haya bitul. רק שזו נוף מול כולם מן הבחינס היותם אך באך בין בבחינס היותם פונים ופונים. So Zayim Melochim broke both בחינס אך באך, and also the פונים ופונים also broke. והנה זה תקרא מיסה. That's what's called מיסה. כי הכל יורד לגמרי in two beer. אבל האבא ואמא שלו יורד מהם רק אחוריים מקור ביטו ולא מיסה, וכסה שלו נופל ממנו רק כסה מנעל חמפים, right? נופל ממנו רק בחינס האחוריים של נאי שלו שנכנס בסוד מוכין דאבא ואמא כניסקל אשר אין בחינס זו נכנס אפילו בערך אחוריים, לכן לא נקרא לא יקרא ביטול כתר רק פגם באלמה. And really, the Rav said, you can also say Bechlan, there was no Pagam at all in Achampim, because once a Bechina's Nivla is Muvla into the Bechina Shetachtov, it's called El Shem Tachtov. V'od Yishmeim Tamachev, ki hine einenu nikra misa rak misho holech meolam leolam v'nivdal meolamo. Right, like I said, from Atzilus into Bria Lamosha. That's called Misa. Lachin Sheva Molochisha Yube Atzilus Vyodu Bibriya Yikore Misa. Kimosh calls it Beidra Abba Daf Kuflam and Beis Amal Beis. Lo Tema Misa Ela Kolman De Nachis Medage Kamata Kadma De Habebe Korebe Misa. Only a Madrega, when you go down a Madrega, that's called Misa. Kimo De Atamo, like he brings a Raya, the Zohar brings a Raya from the Vayamot Melech Mitzrayim, that there's one period that says that actually didn't die. It's, the person is calling him Misa. Misa is right, that just coming down from Madrega is all called Misa. Omnam, Achorei Arba Ve'ima Shenoflu Lo Yodu Bebriya. The Achorei Mamesh. Lo Nishor Lemal Me'olam Ve'olam Atzilus Atzmo. Ella, Nishor Lemal Be'olam Atzilus Atzmo. They still stayed in Bria, okay? Liyotam shelo b'mkomam, they just fell b'mkomam. That's why it's called pitzul. Aval yelo yikar misa. Okay, let's get back to Anavakoa. ונבר את השם הנזכר לב. כי הנה, שם א' בייס ג' יוטב צדי, הנה, כנגד החסד כנודע. לפי שממנו מתחיל מיסה של מלוכים כנזכר, ולכן בזה השם נרמז מיסה שבע מלוכים. Because again, I expect it's nichlal all the other bechidah. Ze piush aleph beis gimel yud tav tzadi. Kimo aleph beis gimel yud. That you can split it up in the four first letters and the last two letters. What does that mean? He's going to make a dush here. Ki aleph beis gimel yud gematria yud vav 15, right? 10 plus another 5 is 15. Plus another 6 is 16, right? Vehem saw the Sheva Malachim. How is it Sheva Malachim? Zion and Isaac 16. He explains. Okay, it's interesting how he's doing this. Ki ha-yud, he is not 10. We're going to count it as one little nekuda. He malchus, she nekuda achas, belav. She he yud, shev, aleph beis gimel yud. The oysters, aleph beis gimel, hem begamadria vav. And there we go. Vehem vav ketzovas dezam v'harem zayin malachim. Interesting. Okay. So you have a vav which connected the zah, and then you have the yud which connected the malchus. Right. V'zeh sod shamanu remez kivushus rabbi mulchav yud vav amad. Again, another remez he's going to bring here, because we're stating the Gemara on Shabbos that kivushus rabbi is defined by the fact that it has 16 amas. וכמו שבא בזאת השם, כי אלו שבע מלוכים נקרא עם רשוס רבים ביותם קודם התיקון. Right, רשוס רבים, just think about it this way, רשוס רבים, specifically Hefker, people were just anywhere, same thing, the מלוכים also, they weren't מסודר in the Gimel Kavim, they were a bit here, but there, but there, so that's how you remember that they were ברשוס, בבחינת רשוס רבים. אומנם, אך התיקון הם נקרא עם רשוס היוחד, רשוס היוחד. Right, Avine. Elo Sheva Malachim Nikraim Aleph Beis Gimel Yud. Now the Zay Malachim are called after the first chelik of the name, Avana Mekoach, Aleph Beis Gimel Yud. Halohem Nitzut. Again, this is only a remez. Nitzut Nishbu or Mesu. We know that they were completely destroyed and they died. Vizesod Tats of the last two letters, Tavtzadi. ויען שמין החסד הזה הסכל מיסס מלוכה ונזכורים לכן נרמזו מיסס כולם בשם הזה הראשון. Again, he's just repeating himself. Again, he's just רמוזים in the ענה בקורה. ויש מפרשים א' בייס ג' י' תו צ'י ולא שון תלמוד הוא אבגה דבי רב. גמר עושה את זה אבגה דבי רב. פירוש, הסוטן שהיה נמצא בבייס מדרוש ההוד. גמר עושה את זה, there was absent סוטן in the בייס מדרוש of אבגה דבי רב. ונמצא כי א' בייס ג' י' תו צ'י הוא ממש על דרך מה שביארנו לאל באויסיו שעת נסגץ, because from שעת נסגץ also we came out with the letters of סוטן שצירופן סוטן אס גץ. We're doing the same thing over here, that there was a סוטן episode of בייס מידרש called אבגה. Okay, I got to play.
What's the meaning?
That through the Shvira created the Sotan. That's where all the cause of the evil and all the klippas, again, was the Sigim, which was the Chlal there, and then the and from there caused all the Sigim to come out and created the Sotan. Yeah.
But then that would mean that we are mevatel this Ali de Shemav.
Yeah. The Dosh.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Hine. Hashem Hashem. By the way, I want to tell you something. That was very interesting. But the Ana B'Koach, it's not like people think Ana B'Koach is the Hashem Hashem. B'Chlas not the Hashem Hashem. Rav Nechumya ben Akana, when he made the Mekanedis, through his Pirush, he wrote Ana B'Koach. But Ana Koach is Tama Tefillah. So it's only Tefillah. But the Shem Hashem that we said Boruch Shem Kivul Malchut Olamed, it's actually going after the Oisius. And the Oisius is also not the Shem Hashem. Kras Satan and all that. That's not the Shem Hashem either. The Arizah said in Shal Ruch HaKodesh that each one of the Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tov Tzadi, each one represents the Shem Hashem. And he tells you what the Shem of Aleph is, of Beis is, and Gimel is.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to do with Ana B'Kohar. Ana B'Kohar, nothing to do
with. I don't know, that's for sure, but I thought that all the members is just the Shem members.
No, that's only the Rashi tables of the. Of the it's not the Chalal we thought.
And the Gadus of Rabbi Chalal was to create a Tefillah.
Some Tefillah Ba'alma, but people take it as that's the Shem and Shem. But Chalal is not. It's only the Rashi tables, and it's only the Rashi tables which represents something else. Yeah. Okay. So we'll hold now. Yeah. Yeah. Vihine. Yeah, where are we? Vihine. Bi'alu kos the kos. Now we're in the second post. Vihine. Hashem Hasheni. She'a kos to them who begvua. Like we said, the second begvua. She'a melech Hasheni. Asher b'mitosa noflu avre ima gamken. Right? It's not a steal. We said, take it nikva. The second name is a remes to Abba ve'ima zachorayim, and also rather the siba which goes with gevura. Lachem nirmas bitul achzay Abba ve'ima b'shem zeh. So both. Right. Ubeze biuro kha. Kuf reish ayin. Let's look. Another remes here. Loma ki kan lo hayta mitzvah shura mamish. Again. And they only stayed achrayim mamish, only stayed in atzilus. There was no misa. Kimo shevu malachim, rak kriya v'shvira v'alma. V'nisham v'mekomo, aval netitza hi hapalos evim v'mekomo v'koach l'mokom acher. Kinizkel el. V'al yidea kriya hazois yotza klipos. And he called v'shem Satan. V'zu Hashem called Satan. That's where. God, it's because of it, because it was only a kriya ba'alma, it wasn't a misa at all. Right. So it is b'chlad, how can you find b'chlad klipas in Abba ve'ima? Abba ve'ima is already so high. Yeah, it's only be'erchim be'etzim. When we say klipas in Abba ve'ima, it's only be'erchim. It's not actually, there's no actually klipas in Abba ve'ima. Okay, vayter. Let's continue. V'hine, Abba v'ima b'chines ponim b'ponim hu havaya de yudim de Abba. Okay, a little technical. What does the havaya de yudim mean? We learned this already in the online paragraph of Tanta. Abba, it's Ab. Ab, right? Havaya de yudim is another word for Ab. The Shem Hashem is 72, which is Yud Vav Dalet. K Yud Vav Yud Vav Yud Vav and K Yud. That's the Ab. The Eke the Milui Yudim the Ima, which is the Gematria of Kasa, 161. Eke the Yudim is also the same thing. Shnei the Gematria Keminyan Zachor 233.
Those together.
Yeah, together. Ke Zechira Ba Mitzad Ponim VePonim. Okay, now, another thing you have to understand very important in the Mepharshim is this claw. There is no such thing as achurayim, as we imagine, the backs of the partsufim. There's no backs to the partsufim, and there is no faces to these partsufim. Whoever is zoche to go up there and see these partsufim, you won't see any faces with smiles on them, and you won't find any backs for them, right? The Mepharshim is a claw. What are we dealing with? All we're dealing with is Shem Hashem's. The Shem Hashem. So he's describing over here, what is the Shem Hashem of the ponim? What is itaka literally? What we would see, we'd probably see this formation over here of the Shem Hashem, or the Koach of the Shem Hashem. We won't see any oasis, there's no oasis. But only the Koach of the Shem Hashem, called Ab for the Panim, Kasa for the Ima, that would mean that they are facing Panim the Panim. Right. Now, Bechines Ach Be'ach, Hem Achurayim Sheshnei Shemos Niskorim, Shem Achore Havaya the Yudim Berubuot.
I don't understand. We got Abba Ve'ima. Be'etem Abba is not Havaya the Yudim, and Ima is not Eke the Yudim. It's only when they are Panim Be'Panim that then they have.
That represents the matzah of a Panim Be'Panim, yes, correct. Yeah.
You do say that Havaya the Yudim is for Abba when is Panim Be'Panim with Ima. It's not the tziruf of both together which create two shemois. They have each one has got one shem.
Yeah.
But being panim b'panim create a milui yudim and not a milui.
No. The panim is represented. The panim of Abba is represented by the milui yudim.
Ah.
That is panim the Abba. When we refer to the Panim, we don't think of it as a funny face. I said, you know, it's a face with a smile. No. When we say Panim, automatically pops in your mind, of course, Ab. That's Panim. That's what Panim means. Definition, Panim is Ab.
Yeah.
Panim, the Ima, we think Kasa. That's
yeah.
Kasa.
Yes.
Okay. So together, putting them together, you get a gematria of Zohar. So that is Baal.
Yes, we're back to the Panim. So when you got the Panim of both of them together, you get him.
Yeah. Now, what about the Ach? When you think of Ach, what do you think? The back? No. You think of what? You think of the Achoran, the Ribuya. This helps you a lot in the Kavanas as well. Achoran is always Ribuya. That means, let's read the words. Bechin is Ach be'achem. Achoraim shel shnei shemot aniskorim shehem achorai havaya de yudim berubu. Again, so you have the ab, and I spell berubu. That's yud vav dalet, yud vav dalet ke yud, yud vav dalet ke yud vav yud vav, yud vav dalet ke yud vav yud vav ke yud the abba. That's how we spell havaya de yudim berubu. Vachoy eke, it's also the same thing. Aleph lamav hey, aleph lamav hey ke yud, aleph lamav ke yud yud vav dalet, aleph ke yud vav yud vav yud ke yud. That spells the eke birubu ba'achorayim ba'adrocham, that is called biribua. Asheshneim begematre tishkach ki ashikra ba'mitzad achorayim. Another remez. Omnam.
Why achorayim means the bua? Was the question?
That's how it's represented. Achorayim is represented by biribua.
It's not strange that the gematria is stronger by achorayim than by tim.
No, forget. The stronger, the lesser the gematria, the stronger it is. Like the havaya poshut.
Ab is stronger than ma.
What do you mean by stronger?
No, it
reflects it, but when we work with.
Stronger than
all right. Many ways. Havaya is the strongest, right? It's only 26. That's the poshu. Then you come with the moloi, and then the milo de miloi, and the milo de miloi. The more you fragment it, even though gematria is getting larger, but you're just fragmenting things. You're just getting larger width wise. You're not getting stronger. Yeah. Okay, so therefore, what does that come out? So interesting that the achraim always represent the shikra. That is the remez of the pasuk. Kasatam hem gematri tishkach. Kemin achraim niskam ul remez ala nifilas achorei abavima. Again, a remez. Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Let's get back into the rush here. V'nazol le'inyan arish. Now we're going back into explaining the rush about the achraim and the abavima. Kine ad asher lo met shlishi shar shlisha tiferes. Remember, tiferes is split into two dagas. Shlish elyon the tiferes, and shnei shlish tachtonet the tiferes. Va'adayim lo nigvar yidiras niflas luchai the abba ve'ima legamrei. Ve'kasher hayu malochim ha'elu nechnasim bekili shlehem hayu migulim bo'or gadol. So let's read again. Kine ad asher lo met shlish tiferet. Until that the Shlisher did not break, that means the ore had not come there, that means coming up from Gevura. Adaim lo nigmar yiridas nefilas achori abo v'im legamri. Because we know, as we learned in the last pairing, that the final makre patish to make the achoran, the abo v'ima, fell when the Shlish Elyon broke. That was the makre patish be'etzim. V'kasher hayu ha'molochim ba'elu nechnasim be'kelim shelehem, hayu megulim bo'or gadol. Kivan sh'adayim lo nigmar lo kol aruch ha'edabra. We'll see. Let's go and continue. Aval acher shemet shlish elyon shel ha'tiferet, asher az noflu sham ha'achoraim shel abba ve'ima, hine kasher yotzu shar or nish'arim, כדי להיכנס בכלים שלהם, היו מלובשים באלו אחוריים שנופלו ונשארו באצילות כנזכר לאל. והיו יוצאים מלוכים האחרונים מלובשים באחורי אבא ואמא. So what's happening over here? What's happening? Very simple. That when before the shvira, what happened was that all the ore would come in before the shvira of Abba V'ima, which is happening at the Shlish Elyon the Tiferet. all the ore would go from one sphere to the other, break. But when you get the matzav changes now. Now that the shlish elyon, the tiferet, breaks, now the achuraim, the abavim come into play. They're there. Now mikan lahabo, all the other spheres that start breaking will now have the support of the achuraim, the abavim. They will now, before they go into their keli, that's achol yisod malchut. Before they go into their keli, they will now pass through the levush of this achuraim, the abavim, which will take and help them. In order to soften the blow, the hain, when the oil goes into a keli, it's a very, very delicate matzav. It blows keli, that we soften das and it's all chesed. They all blew as soon as they all came. It's too much of a transition from oil to keli. Ma'ase enken, if you have a levush which softens the pack, softens the punch, when the oil comes into the keli, that helps a lot. That was a big mile. As we'll see in a minute. The last spheres over the top spheres. Usually we say the top spheres are much better, much more of a mila. But in this matzav, it's a sound that comes out, boom, forget that the last spheres had a big mila over the previous spheres.
This is a nishavu be'atzibus.
Yeah.
Why is it called misa?
Huh?
Why is it called misa? Misa by definition is when you move from one world to another one. What is Nishar B'Atzilus? I don't understand. What is Nishar B'Atzilus? And he says, Shah Rois and Nishar Ibdelikas Bekim Shalem, Imun Bashim Belu Akhoraim, Shinaflu.
Where? Your Kadesh Mikas Bekim
Shalem? Oh, Shinaflu Nishar B'Atzilus. So, this Orois Akhoraim, Naflu Nishar B'Atzilus.
That's right. Yeah, so when they fell below, right? When the spheres of Netzach Yisrael came down, they went past down. As they're going down from Mesiras to Bria, yeah, they went via this Levush called the Achoraim Abba, and that taka actually helped them later on. Let's continue. V'zeh nish'ar lehem tamid ad shikalu kol ha-berurim letzetz ad la'atid lavo b'merav yameinu. And that tak has stayed with them, and it's still there, as we're malin in tzutzis, we're also malin with this bechina of this levush da achurayim, which went down with them. Mishalem tamid, ashi kolu kolu b'urim letzetz. Ad lati, because that is tak the avoid of the bnei adam. Bnei adam is in order to malin all in tzutzis. And together with that, we'll see there comes also the rafach, and also comes this, also this levush. V'zeh sod alat ma'im nukvim shemalim zun el abba ve'ima v'hu mesod elu achoraim shel abba ve'ima sheyoldu sham lemata be'atzilut atzmo kinizka asher lokchom hep. We'll see, there's a big musik, as we know, as we spoke about quite a few times, called ma'leman ma'im nukvim. Ma'im nukvim, it's a big concept in the Kavanas. And this is mamish, the yisod of the Ma'al Nukvim. What is Ma'al Nukvim? He says over here, this is the chelik of this, the Abba Vam, the Achurayim. Let's read it again. We saw the halos Ma'al Nukvim, shemalim zun, shel Abba ve'ima. Whom yisod shel Achurayim, shel Abba ve'ima. That is mamish part and parcel. When you male these nitzutzot, you male what we call Ma'al Nukvim, as we'll see later on, a part and parcel of that is this achuraim that you're being male, and it's an ezer, and it helps you out because that you need something to make a bakosha, because be'etzim it's a bakosha to the high patsuvin and to be mashpia onto you new shefa. But you have to have what to be male. If you don't male, if you don't ask for something, you don't get it. So here we're given something called the achuraim, which is taki nitzusus kedusha she yoldu sham lemat be'atzilut asma kinizka, and now asher lokcho mehem, now you take them. And the Zayim Malachim took them and went down with them, and that type was an Ezer, as we were going to bring them back up. V'hir enimtza she'elo orot shemin achaz v'lemata bayim mechusim with the achurayim d'abba v'ima kavaya d'ate ki hit alamod, like the benefit of the or v'kisuhu mitzius tikuno. As I explained to you, It was a big, big mile of what they did over there. By going through this lavush called the Abba V'Ima, that was actually part and parcel of a tikkun which is going to happen later on. That's going to help us bring up man, and which is, again, this achra and Abba V'Ima. Ki al-idei kach yesh koach bekeli lisbol liot ba. Meluvash is a different reason. Why? Because this would enable in order for the keli to be soivel the all. To be soivel the all. Agam tag and they broke, but they were.
Same
Yeah. It was because the Shvul came. Ah, that's the Chesed Gur Shlish ve'Eliyom Shli Tifere. Kivada Yodin Gdola Ait the Shvul Se'Eliyonas Mishvul Stachtoina.
Because the Eliyons didn't have the Balmush of the Achrayim.
That's right. They didn't have this Kusha, this Kisoy, which is part. Like he says, he Mitzias a Tikuno. It's a Chelik a Tikun. Okay, let's continue. Okay. בבא תיקון של זה בייס התיקון פרצופו בואו להפך כי שני שליש תפרס ולמטה היו אורותיו וחסודים שבהם מגולות כניסקה לקמן. This is already part and parcel of the תיקון, וזה לפי שיש בהם יכול לקבלם שלא על ידי מסך בינה. I'll explain in a minute. Lefi shelo hayta shviratam gedolam, aval ha'elyoinas shehem reisha dezav ad chaza. That means from already from das until the shlish elyon tiferes. Both stumim miluvashim toch masach bina shu yisod shelo akinoda. Veze lefi shebetchila tzayu migulot v'hayta shviratam gedolam. Then the Nafkamina, what we just said, well, between the Elyon and the Tachtonim was, again, like we said, that the Tachtonim took an added protection, insurance policy, kilo, this levush of the Acholayim. That helped later on for the Tikkun, because the Elyon, which is Ima, is Machnis or Nai into the, as we know, the Partsuva Elyon is only Machnis, it's Nai to create and to give Shefa to the Partsuva Tachton, through the Nai. Right? In other words, you can say the parts of a tafton is built from the halbosh of the nahi of the elyon. Therefore, the netzach hod yisod went down into the parts of a tafton, into the chachan baga. Mash enke and the yisod the imat katzakoma went down until as far as the yisod the abba, yisod the za, but not more than that. But it stopped there. You know what I mean?
Gunish for
Shalva.
What's Mesech Bino? What's that?
Huh?
Mesech Bino was it?
Sorry?
Mesech Bino. What you just said?
That's Yesod Bino. Yesod Ima. Yesod Ima, she gives nourishment to the path of a Tachto, which is called Zah. She's machnis her Yesod into the Kav Emsoi.
You speak about Tikkun, yeah?
Yeah. So what's going to happen? In order to be kitzu nimras, in order to be misakin the patsuf, you have to have that ima's machnis her yesod into the patsuf atachta. Not getting into all the potim,
okay.
And she injects into the patsuf something called chasodim, into zan, gevuras into nok. Since the nahi, huh?
Chasodim or gevuras?
No, I said chasodim for zan.
Yeah.
And Nuk will take the gevurah, called chug.
Okay.
Right? He takes the chug, he takes on the chasadim for himself, that's what we're talking about chasadim, and he passes on the gevurah to Nuk. Bapus. Now, she comes in with three bechinas, kav yamin, kav small, kav be'emsof. She comes in with a netzach, hod yisod, into the paltuv, atakta, which is za. Right? When she comes in with her three little spheres, that builds up all 10 of his spheres. That means her netzach is split into three chalakim, chelik elyon, chelik emsoi, chelik tachton, that fits in or builds up the chachan of zam. Chokma, chesed, and netzach, right? Elyon, emsoi, tachton. Are you with me?
Yeah, odd. Three chalakim of her odd build the baga.
Baga. And then her chalakim of Yisod will now build up the Dati.
Dati.
Okay? Now, once that is machnes Yisod into the Kaveh Emtzai, she inserts there the chasodim, what we want. Okay. That's mispash, that's my megadli mitzailam. That grows the palsif. Now, bishlama, we're talking about the Yisod, which is petuach. Was Batuach, right? Let's do it this way. When it came down, it comes down. The parts of it has come down into the Chabad, the Chabad of the Zah, and then into the Chagad of the Zah, and then it moves down into the Nahi. Right? Progressively, it goes down from the top to the bottom. But as it's moving into the higher Bechinas, the Chasodim are not mispashit. Because they don't have the levush of the Chacham de Abba Vima. Ma'asha Enkin, the Bechinas later on, there the Chasadim are mispashit. That's what he means by Masach. The Masach were holding back the Chasadim of Gvuros. And they weren't mispashit because they wouldn't have this extra koach of the levush called Chacham de Abba Vima. Ma'asha Enkin, the Bechinas later on, were able to mispashit the Chasadim of Gvuros. Now the only thing like this is that the chasam gvuros not only come in from the yisod, then it becomes a netzach in yisod, also brings down the chasamim gvuros because they have their own chasamim gvuros, right? Mm-hmm. Now the difference between yisod and netzach and gvuros, the netzach and yehod, is that netzach and yehod are closed and yisod is open. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. How do the chasamim and gvuros come out from netzach and yehod? They're closed, right? Your legs don't have an opening to them. Mm-hmm. How do they get out? So the teretz is that we're going to see that there's a hakah, that the chasadim gvuros which came out of yisod, they're maki into the netzach and hod of ima, that shakes loose the chasadim which inside the netzach and hod, and from there comes a ha'ora coming out from the netzach and hod into the rest of the parts. So that's the inside. V'af api she netzach and hod him chutzim stubim. אם כל זה הר נסבר ממקומה, כי החסודים מקים בהם, החסודים מקשם מרקים על פני יסוד, או מקים בהם, או גם יוצא לחוץ, and they come up לחוץ. Okay, so I think we're going over a little bit of time, we can continue, but I think we'll stop here for now. Okay, and we'll continue.